then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric's long-awaited triumph over the pinball machine at Luke Spear's restaurant brought new joy into his melancholy life and made him forget his romantic troubles. Lum and Abner have ceased to worry about Cedric now and have renewed their attention to the many duties of their combined store, library, and publishing company. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store. Abner is just entering.
What's that sign you're putting up? Is it going to be a picnic or something?
No, this ain't for no picnic. Leastways, it ain't going to be no picnic for them Japs.
Japs?
Yeah.
What is it?
Just a second, you can read it for yourself. There.
Wanted. Officers for the U.S. Marine Corps.
Corps, that is.
They
Dick
misspelled
Huddleston.
It, huh?
No, that's what Dick Huddleston
says
it is.
Oh, well, I do know. What, does a government want officers for that?
Yeah, they not only want them, they need them. Thousands of them. They want them right away.
Well, I don't get them. We better help the government get them, huh?
Well, that's the reason I put up this sign, to help them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What kind of fellas do they want for officers?
Well, they got to be awful good ones, I can tell you that.
They do, huh?
Yeah, them Marines are one of the fightingest bunch of fellas there is in the whole world.
Well?
They do their fighting on the water and on the land and in the air, too.
Doggies, they're every place, ain't they?
Oh, yeah. So you can see it takes an awful smart young fella with a lot of nerve to get to be a officer in an outfit like that.
Yeah. I reckon they sort of want the college fellers in, huh?
Yeah. Any graduate with a degree can sign up for it. That is, if the summer's twixt 20 and 30-year-old and he's in good condition. See, you got to pass a physical examination, of course.
Yeah. And let's see, now, who do we know around here that's got a college degree?
I was just studying about that myself a while ago.
How about Jed Sumter's boy, Albert? He's a college feller.
Yeah, granny, I never thought about him. Be a good one, too.
Oh, he's a fine boy.
Always captain of the football team or the basketball team or something.
Yeah.
That's the kind of boys they need for officers, fellas that are natural-born leaders.
Yeah, well, that Albert would sure be the one, and he's a natural-born leader if ever I seen one.
And as you know, when you stop to think about it, Abner, the war's sort of like a football game, only a lot bigger and a heap more important.
A football game.
Yeah, if you stop and think about it. Now, when this game started out, the Jap team sort of had the ball.
Yeah.
Of course, they started playing before the rest of us was ready, too.
Yeah.
But now we're putting in our best players, and we took the ball away from them.
Oh, yeah.
Granny, we're going to make a heap of touchdowns now.
Well, good for all.
We made a couple of them not long ago, didn't we? Over at Carl C. and over at Midway.
Yes, sir. A kick for extra point.
And that's where them Marines comes in awful handy, too. They're about the best ball carriers we got.
All them boys are dandies, yeah.
If Albert can get to be a captain in this team, he's got something to be proud of for the rest of his life.
Yeah, oh, wait a minute, Tolum. I just happen to think here. Albert ain't done with college yet.
Well, that don't make no difference.
Well, what I mean is, he ain't going to get his degree till he gets through college.
I know, but according to this here poster the government sent us, he can sign up anyway.
He can?
Yeah, no matter if he's a senior or a junior or a freshman or a sophomore or what he is. Of course, it says here that he has to be young enough so he'll get his degree before he gets to be 27-year-old.
Yeah. Well, now, how can he get a degree if he's left college to go in the Marines, though?
Well, he don't leave college. The idea is that the Marines will accept the boys that's still in college now. But they won't be called until after they graduate.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That gives Albert a chance to sign.
Sure.
Of course, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he ain't already did.
No.
Knowing Albert like I do.
No, I wouldn't either. Just about what Albert do. Well, let's see now. Who else can we think of around here? There ought to be somebody.
Howdy, Mr. Long. Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Howdy, Cedric. Come on back. My doggies, that's an awful long face you got on there today.
It's the only one I got.
Are you still mooning around, Cedric? You ought to be getting over this pretty soon.
Why, sure, I thought you was happy because you win from that, and three games on that pinball machine the other day. Ain't that what you been trying to do for ever since Luke got the thing in down there?
Yes, Mom, I thought I was happy, but still, I talked to Clarabelle.
Clarabelle?
That spoiled everything, yes, sir.
What'd she have to say?
Well, I figured she'd admire me for finally beating a pinball machine, but she said that weren't nothing.
She did, huh?
She said Gomer Bates never wasted his time on no such foolish things as pinball machines.
Is that what she actually said,
yes,
said
Mom, it? She sure said it.
Well?
Pinball machines ain't foolish things at all, are they? Well, of course they are, Cedric.
Yeah.
Clarabelle's right. Growed up boy like you oughtn't to be wasting your time over there playing with that thing.
No.
If you want to win back Clarabelle Seastrunk, you've got to actually do something that she can admire you for. You got to make a success out of yourself. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know nothing to make a success out of myself with, though, hardly.
Well, there ought to be something, Cedric, for you to do. Maybe you could take over your Paul's blacksmith shop down there. Wait a minute, though, I know. How about that poster?
Mom?
That poster there. Look there. Right behind you there.
Oh.
See there? Wanted. Officers for the U.S. Marine Corps. What is that word, Mom?
Corps.
Why not get Cedric to be one of them, Lum? I know Clarabelle admire him for that.
Well, natural. That's the best thing a young feller can be, but I'm feared Cedric ain't got, what do they call them there, the qualifications.
No, Mama, I ain't got none of them, I know. Had the mumps once, but I got over them.
Well, now, whereabouts can he go to sign up, Lum?
Yes, Mama, I'd like to get started on it right away. Hope they got generals in the Marine Corps. That's what I'd like to be, a general, I think.
Well.
Well, now, wait a minute, Cedric. You can't sign up because they wouldn't even take you in the draft. You got a 4F classification.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? Yeah, them flat feet of yours, Cedric, I don't believe they'd ever take you.
Well, I'll bet you I can walk further than any of them. They said I couldn't march. I can go out coon hunting or possum hunting of a night and walk all night long. I'd just like to get some of them fellers and walk them some night.
Well, I don't know about that, Cedric, but with them feet like you, you wear your socks out in the instep, Cedric. You ain't going to take nobody like that. You look like you're standing on skis there.
Yeah, you look like a rocker if you're standing.
Why, sure you do.
Roller Josh,
no,
I believe I'll sign up anyway. Maybe they're different from the Army.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what I'd like to take up, being an officer in the Marines.
But you can't, Cedric. You ain't got no college degree.
I ain't, huh? Why, of course not.
Yeah, but Lama Poster says that they can sign up even though they ain't got no degree. He says that they'll get called later on when they graduate.
Now, how could Cedric graduate from college? He ain't never even finished grammar school.
Oh, that's right, ain't it? Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll just skip grammar school and go right on into college. I believe that's what I'll do.
Well, I don't believe you can do that, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I can. It was just on account of them little chairs that I give up grammar school. I got too big for them. Couldn't get my knees up under the desk. But I bound you they got chairs in college that's big enough for me.
Why, sure, I reckon they would. I know Albert Sumter. He's a pretty big boy.
Well, it takes a heap more than just having a chair big enough for you to get you into college. I can tell you that.
Does, huh?
And it takes more than just a college education to get to be a officer in the Marine Corps, too. Takes a fella that's way above the average.
Well?
Am I above the average, Mr. Lone?
Well, not exactly, Cedric. Now, we better study up something else for you to get into, Cedric. Something else that'll make Clarabelle admire you.
Yeah.
I want to be an officer in the Marines. That's the one thing I want to be. I got my mind made up now.
Well, I don't blame you, Cedric, but in your case, it's just impossible. You ain't got the qualifications, and that's all they are to it.
No.
I'd love to recommend you, Cedric. Much as they need young fellers to become officers, but it just can't be done.
No, you'll have to become something else, Cedric. A good blacksmith like your pa or something like that.
I don't want to be no blacksmith. I want to be a Marine officer so as I can get to sing that song they always sing. From the halls of Montana Zuma.
That's Montezuma, Cedric. Montana, somewhere else, I think. That's a state.
Whatever it is, I want to sing it. From the halls of Montezuma, from the shores of Tripoli. Yeah, I can sing that good. I done learned it.
Yeah, yes, you
Cedric,
have.
Cedric, I hate to keep breaking your heart this way, but you might just as well make up your mind that you can't get in.
Are you sure I can't, Mr. Long?
Yeah, Cedric, might just well face the facts.
Doggone it anyway. I believe I'll go home and ask my papa, see if he knows some way I can get in there.
Well, you can go home and ask him if you want to, Cedric, but it won't do you no good.
No.
Well, I'm going to try anyway. I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. So long.
So long.
All right, it's just a shame that he couldn't get in, though. There's a disappointest boy I ever seen in my life, I believe. He wants to get in this army somewhere.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
You can't blame him, Granny. I know if I was a young fella, that's the first thing I'd try to do.
Yeah.
Go right direct to a Marine recruiting station and enlist for that officer's training. Wait a minute. What was that age limit on the poster, Ed?
Oh, it ain't no use, Long. I was studying about there. You can't be over 30.
Oh, you study a minute, too.
Yeah.
That's right. You reckon if I shaved off my mustache and you got shut of your whisker,
No, I'm sure that recruiting feller'd still be able to tell Long. Besides, mean you ain't got no college degree neither, Long.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
It sort of stirs a feller up inside to think about it, though, don't it?
Yeah, I dog it, it sure does. I'd love to get in there myself.
And if we was just only young, super average fellers.
Yeah.
From the halls of Montezuma
to the shores of Tripoli.